Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Starting today, you can no longer buy tobacco at a CVS drugstore. The company announced the plan to stop selling tobacco products earlier this year, but today was almost a month before CVS planned to actually stop. The CEO says the move reflects a broader commitment to healthcare at CVS, which is the country's second largest drugstore chain behind Walgreens. Jordan Weissman of Slate joins us now for more on this story. Jordan, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, why did CVS do this a month before expected?
You know, I don't have a great answer for it. I suspect it has a bit to do with the extra round of coverage they've gotten from it. But, the big picture here, right, why are they stopping? Why are they no longer going to sell cigarettes? I think it's pretty simple. It's pretty clear, which is you have to think, what's more profitable, being a healthcare company or being a retailer where someone goes and shows up to buy some Diet Coke, some deodorant, and some maybe a pack of smokes? And I think the answer, given especially all of the, you know, retiring baby boomers we have coming who are going to have health problems, is you want to be a healthcare company. And, you know, it's a sign that CVS is now changing its name officially from CVS Caremark to CVS Health.
So long-term strategy, it makes more sense to do that. What about short-term, that they must be expecting to lose some money from this?
You know, they are expecting to lose some money. The CVS claims that tobacco drives about $2 billion worth of its sales right now. But you have to put that in perspective of this very, very large company. $2 billion is less than 2% of its revenues. In 2013, they made about $126 billion total in revenue. So it's not like they're chopping off a giant part of their sales. And, you know, right now they're saying we want to be known as a healthcare company, right? In a lot of senses, they already are. You know, they get more than half of their money from something they call their pharmacy services segment, which is really just working with corporate clients and insurers to manage pharmacy plans. That's not something we all associate with CVS, but it's the kind of thing, it's the kind of business that's a lot easier to grow if you're not also on the side selling cigarettes to people. People take you a lot, or companies are going to take you a lot more seriously if you're not, you know, moving carcinogens.
And does this mean, though, that CVS, if you go into a CVS 10 years from now, that it's going to look more like a clinic than a store with, you know, soda? And by the way, are they going to stop selling soft drinks and popcorn and things like that as well?
I think that's a great question about soft drinks, and I'm going to come back to it in a second. But to some degree, they're already beginning to look more like clinics. They already have 900 walk-in minute clinics around the country. They've been growing. They think that as customers look for ways to get cheaper health care, they're going to be relying more on these low-cost options for basic services. And it's a way for companies to also shave costs off their health care. So I think they're already moving in that direction and probably going to continue moving in it. As for things like soda, I think that's kind of, you know, the cultural wind is going to take you, right? Whatever, you know, I think there's a consensus right now that cigarettes are, you know, however bad soda might be, cigarettes are really bad. So, you know, you just can't be taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I think, if, you know, I wrote a short article today, and what I said was, imagine if you walked into a doctor's office, right? And in the front display, there was a shelf of Jim Beam bottles and, you know, Marlboro Reds. You know, would you want to get your blood pressure checked there? I think not.
Probably not. And you wonder how long it's going to take the largest chain, Walgreens, to follow CVS's lead. We'll have to see. Jordan Weissman of Slate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.